Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Right Stream Radio Network, rejoicing in the flow of creativity. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at Right Stream and hashtag Right Stream. Thanks for listening to the Right Stream Radio Network.
Welcome to Just Believe Radio. I am your host, Lisa Tarvis, and I am happy to be here on this Sunday evening. I wanted to welcome everyone who is listening, everyone who is already on hold, waiting for a chance to talk to our guest, Gloria, tonight. And I wanted to also thank everyone in the chat room, because we've got a lot of people listening, a lot of people have called in, and we have a lot of people chatting with us tonight too. So thank you all very much for calling in and taking some time out of your evening to listen to my show, Just Believe. Again, I'm Lisa Tarvis. I am a metaphysician. I'm a board-certified holistic health practitioner, intuitive counselor, and I'm the author of the book, Just Believe. Also, obviously, radio show host to the show, Just Believe, and also co-host to Love, Liberty, and Lip Gloss, which is usually on Fridays, Friday evenings at 7 o'clock. We have been playing some reruns lately, and we're going to hopefully, after the vacation time ends this season, we will get some live shows back on that. But Just Believe is live every week. I will be taking one day off in August, which I'll tell everybody about closer to in August, but that's the end of August. So lots of time, lots of great guests booked, and I'm real excited to be part of the Right Stream Radio Network. The Right Stream Radio Network was created by my dear friend, Daria DiGiovanni, who is a wonderful person and an incredible writing talent. Author, social media person. She does a lot of wonderful work, and she created the Right Stream Radio Network about a year and a half ago and asked me to be her first host with my show, Just Believe, and I have been loving it every day since she invited me to be part of the network. So the Right Stream Radio Network can be found online at rightstreamradio.com, and I encourage everyone to go to that website. It's Right Stream, W-R-I-T-E, stream, S-T-R-E-A-M, radio.com. And visit us to get information on each of our shows. We have 5 shows currently on air, and we have some really great hosts that you can learn more about at that website as well. Also, please take a minute to visit my website, which you can find at lisatarvis.com. My name is last name is spelled T-A-R-V as in Victor, E-S. The show airs every Sunday at 7 p.m., and every week we have experts in the field of holistic health, spirituality, metaphysics, paranormal. Most weeks we do some sort of psychic readings, and tonight is no different. So if you're somebody who would like to ask a question of our intuitive guest tonight, you can do so by calling in at 347-945-7246. Again, that's 347-945-7246. And press 1. And Daria, who I just mentioned when I was doing the opening, is in the background here doing the screening for our callers. So she will talk to you and we will get you on air as soon as we can. We have a lot of people holding already, so I'm hoping to be able to get to most or all of our callers tonight. The easiest way for me to do that is if everybody would please, when they get on air, just think of one question that you want to ask. The most important thing, Gloria, when I bring her on, she'll explain how she does what she does, and just keep it to one question so she can give you an answer that comes from your soul, that comes from it comes from the place inside you, which, in my opinion, already kind of knows the answers to a lot of the things that you're looking to find out. Gloria Boisel is who I'm having on tonight. Gosh, I didn't ask if I was pronouncing her name right. I hope that's right. I'll find out when I bring her on. Gloria is an intuitive guide who illuminates the soulful truth for her clients. She has the gift of seeing beyond a client's fears, doubts, worries, or stories. With her deep soulful insight, doused with compassion, she helps clients unravel the truth and move beyond whatever is keeping them from living fully, joyfully, peacefully, and abundantly. Gloria calls her work connecting and works with individuals and with groups. Her yearly connecting programs are designed to move beyond all believed barriers and change your life from the inside to the outside. In her popular group programs, Gloria answers questions with soulful answers and connects participants with their deceased loved ones. In addition to her connecting work, Gloria is a writer. She has published short stories that, in a lighthearted manner, act as windows into a person's soul. She also has published a prayer book, which is titled From My Heart to God's Ears, Life-Changing Prayers. Presently, she is working on a series of ebooks titled The 8 Hidden Mysteries, and she is transcribing her radio show, Gloria's Truth Talk, into a book. You can connect with Gloria directly through her website. Gloria's at connecting.com. It's Gloria's Connecting. So it's Gloria's Connecting, gloriasconnecting.com, to schedule a personal consultation or a personal group program. So I'm going to bring Gloria on with us right now. So first of all, I can make sure that I did not totally butcher the pronunciation of her name. Gloria, is it Boisel?
It is Boisel.
Thank goodness. Usually when we're talking before the show, I ask, am I, you know, because I'm horrible with, you know, with name pronunciation. So I usually ask, and we were so busy talking about other things, I forgot to ask if I was pronouncing it right. So,
well, you got it right, Lisa. No problem.
I am happy about that. That's awesome. And I know you have a special offer for all of our listeners tonight, too, which I want to give you a couple chances to talk about. But what I'd like to do first is get to some of the people. We have some people already holding that have been holding for, you know, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, way before we even went on air. So I'd like to be able to get to a couple of those people. So, and then we'll talk about what the special offer you have for our listeners tonight. That I know you've created a special page, a special place for people that only the listeners that are interested in that are listening tonight can actually get to. So I want to first have you explain how you do. I'd like to tell everyone first. A lot of people that do what Gloria does, what I do, and a lot of the other gifted individuals that I have on my show each week use different words. Psychic is the most well-known word, so that's the word we use a lot. However, intuitive is the best word, and it's the word I use when I say intuitive counseling, and I know, Gloria, it's the word you use. So when we're talking tonight, just everyone understand that it's the same sort of thing, only we feel a little differently about it because this word psychic has been turned into a little bit of a fortune-telling, I want to think. You know, I that's the only way I know how to say it. And we have more control over our own lives and our own future than fortune tellers really make us believe. So I'm assuming that's how you feel as well, Gloria. I know that's how I view it.
Yes, Lisa, I do.
Okay. So tell everyone, now, how do you do your reading?
Well, I call my readings connecting because that's what I do. I connect. I connect with the depths of each person's soul as well as I connect with the divine of all that is. So
okay.
From that place of connecting soulfully and divinely, I hear purely. And what I do is give the answer that their soul most wants them to hear. So I don't give an answer. If someone asks a question such as, well, should I move here or there? I don't give yes or no answers because I'm not here to predict the future. What I'm here to do is help them with their soul growth. So I'm going to give them a soulful answer.
I think that that is probably that's really a very great way of describing what not only you do, but what a lot of us, I think, that are getting beyond the thinking that the way people think when they think of calling a psychic, I think that this is a perfect way of examining it and looking at it, because of the fact that we do all have so much more control, and we are all put here in this lifetime, in this body, for our soul to grow, for our soul to transform, for our soul to learn something in some way, shape, or form. And I think that this is a perfect example of that. So let's go with our first person that's been holding a very long time. And we're going to go to Bryn from Massachusetts. And again, I hope her name... Hello?
Yeah, hi. Yeah, it's Bryn. Yeah, you got it.
Bryn,
right.
Good. Okay, good. I was like, I hope this isn't Brian. I see how I worry so much about
it. A lot of people say it differently. You're one of the rare ones that say it correctly.
Well, I'm happy to have you on the show. And did you have a question for Gloria tonight?
Yeah, Gloria. Hi, Gloria.
Hi, Bryn.
Hi there. I guess it's been, it's a frustrating up and down year for me, and I do artwork part-time, and, it kind of comes and goes, and I like it to be around a little more than it does, and I've been told by, different intuitives that I have the ability to channel, the artwork and, bring in different pictures from the other side, but I'm just having a problem. I don't know. I just feel a big blockage.
Okay, so Bryn, if you were to formulate what you're saying into a question, first of all, before we do that, if we could take in one deep breath together, I like to do that with folks so that we're very centered and present and grounded and in our heart and receptive and ready to hear. Are you ready?
Okay,
a nice, long, deep inhalation through the nose. And a slow exhalation.
Okay.
That's much better, Bryn. Now, if you were to formulate that into a question, what would your question be?
I guess, what is it that's... It seems that artwork is something that really pushes my buttons more than anything else, because primarily I'm a foot reflexologist, massage therapist, and energy healer, and I don't get the same feeling I do when I approach art. It seems like I get almost intimidated by going there, and what that says to me is that I feel there's a part of me that feels it's very important, that there's something that hits me deeper than the other things I do in my life, because I
so is your question, Bryn, is your question
what is it that's blocking me?
What is blocking you from expressing your art or selling your art?
Yeah, all of that stuff. Yeah, that too.
Okay. Okay, well, what I'd like to do is take just a moment, and I'd like for you to breathe deeply for a moment, and I'm going to listen deeply, okay?
Okay.
Just a moment here, Bryn, as you focus in on your heart, and I'm going to listen.
Okay.
Well, Bryn, I'm getting a feeling of that you have a fear going on, and it's a fear that's actually you've been carrying around for quite some time. And what I'm getting about this fear is it's something, I'll put it into words for you. It sounds something like, well, I want my art to be known, but if my art gets known, will people like my art? What will they think of me? Will they understand what I'm trying to do? It's almost like you want to be known, but you don't want to be known.
Right, yeah.
And it's that conflict between being known and not being known that's actually got you in a pickle.
Yeah, and I can't seem to get to the place.
So what
where...
I'd like to do here with you, Bren, is I'd like to take just a moment. I want to listen what's a practical step that you can start taking to move beyond that conflict between being known and not being known.
Okay.
So give me a moment, okay?
Sure, yeah, no problem.
Okay, I'm immediately hearing that you need a new picture for being known. So the picture that you're now holding within your mind and also even in energetically within your body, I can feel it in your body. It's almost like you're creating little pockets of anxiety throughout your body. So this picture that you're holding within your mind, you need to create a new picture and you need to rehearse. I guess you could think of it as rehearsing with this new picture regularly until the new picture overrides the old picture. So what I would do if I were you, do you meditate or do you go into a deep state of relaxation regularly?
Well, I try to meditate.
Okay, I'm going to give you a visualization. I'm going to give you something to do, like a visualization, so that you don't have to worry about quieting your mind so much as actively using your mind in the way in which you want to go in the direction that you want.
Right.
So what you want to do is just focus on relaxing your body first. Take in some nice deep breaths and with the intention of focusing deeply into your heart. And for the other listeners, if you feel like you're in a position of doubting one way or the other, you want to be known or you don't want to be known, you want to do something but you're afraid to do it, this could work for everyone. So what you can do is take a deep breath into your heart, and by your heart, I mean with the intention of focusing in that area.
Right.
And you can give that for you, Bren, you want to give that breath a quality, and I would say a quality of it's like a peace because you have anxiousness. So what if you were to give that breath the quality of peace and give it a color? What color may you give it?
I guess blue comes to mind.
Okay, so you would give it blue. And for other folks listening, you can give a quality to a breath at any time, and you can ask a color within you what works best. So you would breathe in deeply, Bren, the quality of peace, and you would envision that peace coming from the divine of all that is, coming in through the top of your head, going through your throat, and going into your heart. You would pause there, and as you pause there, you would envision that breath, that blue expanding within your heart, and then as you exhale, you would envision that blue flowing from your heart and filling up your entire body. And I would suggest, I'm hearing for you personally, Bren, that you would need to do those breaths probably at least 6 times. After you do those breaths, then you will want to relax your body. And for you, because your mind, I can tell, is active and gets anxious, so what you'll want to do is relax your body in the way of tensing and then relaxing. So, for example, if you start with your hands, you want to make them into a fist. So you breathe in deeply, you make them into a fist, and then you exhale completely and you let them go and you think, relax completely. And you basically go through this relaxation process of tensing and relaxing with each body part.
Mm-hmm.
Then after doing this body part where you're deeply relaxed, I would suggest then you start counting backwards. 100, and saying between each number, deeper, or you can say deeper and deeper, or you can say more deep, but you put that word or phrase between each number, and you very slowly, silently within yourself, count backwards. 100, deeper. 99, deeper and deeper. And then you tell yourself that the numbers are going to fade away. The more relaxed you become, the more the numbers just fade away. So I would suggest you do those. You take the deep breaths with the peace, with the color blue. You tense and relax your body. And then you do the number counting until you get confused and you don't know what number you are. Then you know you're as relaxed as you need to be.
Okay.
After you do those relaxation techniques, Bren, hey, you caught up with me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay. So after you do those relaxation techniques, then you will do a visualization. And what you'll want to do is create a story in your mind of how you would like the end success to be. Okay? So what you would like the end success to be is what you're going to see. So just create one story. Don't try to put in too many details. You'll make more problems. Just create a story that's nice and short and simple, and you see yourself successful using as many of your senses as you possibly can. So you want to feel it. You want to see it. You may hear applause. You may see yourself feeling very comfortable with people looking at your art. You may see money in your bank account. You may see yourself feeling this peace flowing through you as you accept the reward of your success. You can do that. You can create one picture that you can focus on.
All right.
And I would suggest that you do that every night before you go to sleep.
Okay.
And I just want to add, I just want to, interrupting a little bit, I just want to add that, Gloria, this is something that all of our callers that are on hold that are waiting to talk to you can do with whatever their question is as well. So it might, I mean, that it might be, obviously you're asking different things, you're relating to it a little differently, but it's kind of the same process, yes?
Yes, yes. Yes, people can use this for anything. And if you do it at night before you go to sleep, you're already in that half asleep state consciousness. It's a beautiful way for it to go deep into your subconscious.
Okay.
All right. I hope that helped, Bren. I think that was some really great advice and something that for some reason feels like it resonates with you. You know, it feels like it's something that resonates with you. So hopefully that'll work.
Yeah. I just hope I can get myself relaxed enough because I've been feeling very tense and tight lately.
So you go all the way back to whatever number you have to go to, okay?
Okay.
All right, Bren. Thank you so much for your call. I appreciate
it. Okay. Thank you, Gloria.
Thank you, Bren. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. We have so many people holding. So let's move on to, and again, everyone, we're keeping it to one question. You know, every time we have a reader on, they work a little differently, so we want to move through the calls as fast as we can. If you need more detail than what Gloria is able to give in a short reading time, visit her website and make an appointment with her directly. She's at www.gloriasconnecting.com. Very simple, gloriasconnecting.com, and you can make a one-on-one with her, or you can sign up for one of her classes, which she'll be telling us about in just a few minutes. Moving on from there, I'd like to get to Kimberly from Georgia. Kimberly, are you there?
Yes, I am. How are you?
Good. Thank you for holding. Did you have a question for Gloria tonight?
Yeah, I just want to know from Gloria, what does my soul want me to know right now to move forward?
Okay. So usually what I do is I answer very specific questions. But let me just – yes, so it feels like you have a particular subject you're actually wanting to know about. So if you were to be a little more specific with that, Kimberly, what would you say to me, dear?
What in my path right now, what should I be doing to advance in my career?
So what should you be doing to advance in your career? Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, let's take in a nice deep breath together, breathing in deeply now. And a slow exhalation. I'm listening deeply now, Kimberly, what you should be doing to advance in your career. Well, Kimberly, what I'm getting for you, dear, is that it really is about letting go of trying so hard that you have a sense of trying to do this and trying to do that. And whenever you try, you're adding a great deal of pressure. So I'm hearing that when you take the pressure off of trying and relax or allow more into it, that you will find answers will flow to you, and you will even stimulate your creativity. You will stimulate your desires. But right now, your creativity and desires, it's as if they're blocked because you're pushing against them in the sense of trying too hard, you see.
Okay.
So I might listen a moment and see what you can do to not try so hard. All right, Kimberly?
Sure.
Okay, just a moment. Okay, Kimberly, what I'm getting for you is that if you were to take in some deep breaths, just kind of calm yourself, and after feeling calm, or listen to music or anything that makes you feel comfortable, calm, or even excited, like dancing to music, listening to music, petting an animal, breathing deeply, anything that gets you in a state of peace, calm, or even eager anticipation. So you want to go from concern or trying or pushing to that state. So you need to choose what that is for you. And after you do that, and when you feel like you're in that state, so let's say you've been breathing deeply, then you sit and you begin writing. What is it I most love to do? What makes my heart sing? And you just start writing whatever comes into your mind. And then you want to write about why you love to do it. So what you most love to do, in terms of creativity, in terms of service, in terms of advancement. So you want to write it from a place of comfort, peace, or eager anticipation, and then you want to write about why you love to do it. And then you want to read that every day. And I believe that will begin giving you a different sense of feeling when you think about how to advance forward, because right now you're advancing from pushing against as opposed to allowing.
I agree. Totally.
Yeah. So you understand, totally. Kimberly? Do you have any questions about that?
Just to be clear, when I try too hard, does that have anything to do with trying to control a situation?
It has a lot to do with trying to control the situation. It has a lot to do with your anxiousness about making things happen.
Yeah.
And as opposed to things happen when I align my energy from a place of joy or peace or eager anticipation, things happen and line up beautifully for me.
Wow.
So you want to get your energy in that place of joy, peace, and eager anticipation so things can line up beautifully for you. So if I were you, I would find something that gets me in that state on a daily basis and then reread your writings.
I agree. Totally.
Okay, Kimberly. Thank you so much for calling, dear. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Kimberly.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Everyone is going wild about you, Gloria. Everyone thinks that the chat room and all of our little ways of connecting with the people that are on hold, everyone is very, very happy with that you're connecting so perfectly with each individual person. And that was another fantastic reading. And I want to give you some time. I want to give you some time to advertise your classes coming up, because that's important. And I actually read about it while you were talking to somebody. I went onto your website and did read about it, and it really sounds fascinating. So let's get to Sharon from Ohio, and then we're gonna give you a minute then after Sharon to talk about this this event you have coming up real soon. So let's get Sharon on the line first. We're not done. Guys, we got lots more time to do some more readings, so just keep hanging on. We'll get to you as soon as we can. Sharon, oh, crap, I hit the wrong button. Okay, Sharon. Hi, it's Lisa.
Hi.
Are you? I'm
Hello,
always the wrong
Lisa.
Button hitter here. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Good. Did you have a question for Gloria tonight?
I do. Gloria, this year, I've had some challenges. I've been looking for employment, And I took basically just anything a couple months ago, just, you know, to pay my bills, and I took anything. And I'm trying to land the right job. And I want to see what you see with that for me.
Okay. And Sharon,
I know you don't predict the future, but that's my goal, is to reach the destination of my right job, career, okay?
Yeah, I understand that. And I'm going to listen and give you a very deep, soulful answer. And although it may not answer your question directly, I may not say this is the job for you, or I may. I never know. But what I can tell you is the answer I give you, if you will abide by that, dear, if it resonates as truth for you, then you'll want to abide by it, because it will be a step to get you in the right direction. So let's take a nice, deep breath in together, breathing in deeply together now. And a slow exhalation, opening ourselves to being receptive. Give me a moment, Sharon, as I ask, how shall you land the right job? What do you need to do to land the right job? Or what should you do? Okay, just a moment, please. Okay, Sharon, what I immediately get for you, it's really about more positive versus negative thinking, and that you've kind of gotten yourself in what I would call like a loop of feeling discouragement, a loop of negativity, and it's more of a discouragement. And because you're feeling discouraged, it's led to some feelings of being that things aren't going to work out the way you want. I'm calling that negativity, okay? Because in your system, it just shows up as that which you're not wanting, okay? And that's what I mean by negativity. So you're in this loop of discouragement. And in order for you to land this right job, because I see that it's not very far away, I'm really excited for you, because I can feel that when you get out of your discouragement and you feel encouraged, I actually feel it coming toward you, almost like being magnified to you. And I see you just so excited about it. And in fact, I feel like I could just jump around the room for you, because I energetically can feel how excited you'll be, Sharon, once you allow this discouragement to leave your energy field, to leave your thought processes. So I want to look at for just a moment how you can move through this discouragement get to a place of encouraging yourself, because it's not very far away, dear. That's the only block in your way. Okay.
Oh, you made me feel so good. Oh, my goodness. I'm telling you. I believe it, too.
Yeah, give me just a moment, and I want to hear a step that you can take, a practical way. Just a moment. Okay, what I'm getting for you, Sharon, I'm getting that what you'll want to do is to sit down. And again, don't sit down. I'm getting that you'll want to just sit and start remembering your accomplishments, whatever accomplishments you've had going on in your life. And I don't care if it's going back to your childhood to now. Oh, I rode a bike. That's an accomplishment. It can be little or big. It's
anything.
About how it's what an accomplishment means to you, dear, not to a worldly view, but your view. So you're just to sit and remember your accomplishments. And think about them and experience them and feel them. And then you're to write them down. And you're to think, oh, look at all that I've accomplished. And then every day you're to reread your accomplishments. And you're to think throughout the day about your accomplishments. And you're to create an affirmation to go along with your accomplishments. Something such as,
I'm okay.
Yeah.
I'm okay, and I can accomplish whatever I put my mind on. Or I'm okay, and all things work out in perfect divine time for me. You have to find the words that most resonates with you. But what you'll want to do is experience the feeling of your accomplishments inside of your body by remembering them, by feeling them and reveling in them, and then you'll want to read them. So it's experiencing them, reading them, and then affirming them. Experience, read, affirm your accomplishments. And I would suggest you do that on a daily basis so you can start reprogramming yourself from discouragement to encouragement.
Okay.
Do you have any questions about that, Sharon?
Nope, that was great advice. It really was.
Okay. Thank you for calling, dear. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Thanks so
much,
Sharon.
Thank you. Listen, have a nice evening. Okay?
You do the same. Thanks. Okay, everyone, Gloria can be found, and we're not done. We've got lots of time left, and I want to give everybody Gloria's information again, because as you can see, she does an incredible job, and it is very personalized and very in-depth, and imagine what she can do when she's not limited by me telling her, hey, we got a billion people to get to. So you can imagine how much better it can get, even though it's hard to believe it can get better because she's that good. But anyway. You can find her at gloriasconnecting.com, G-L-O-R-I-A-S, connecting, C-O-N-N-E-C-T-I-N-G.com, connecting. And you will be able to learn more about her, find out about her other stuff she has going on. And I want to give you a minute, Gloria, to tell everyone about the special offer you have for our listeners, whether you're listening live or you're listening in the archives later on. You did come up with a nice offer for the people that are listening to the show tonight.
Okay. Well, I'm going to be giving a virtual retreat, and it's titled Become You. Fulfill Your Life Purpose, Become You, Virtual Retreat. So by virtual retreat, I mean I'll be doing it over the phone over a weekend. And it's all about moving beyond your fears, your doubts, worries, concerns, old beliefs, learned beliefs, and really just moving into who you really are, a beautiful creation, joyful, abundant, peaceful, so that your life can reflect more of the beauty of you, more of the peace of you, more of the truth of you. And it's it is for groups. And yet it is very customized for individuals. So you get a pre- and a post-session individually with me, and then we have group conference calls. You also get a recorded heart-opening meditation, and you get specific soulful practices to do during that weekend. So it's a Friday evening, a Saturday, and a Sunday in the luxury of doing it in your own home, yet assignments or soulful opportunities given from me and the support of me as well as the support of the group. So if you will go to my website and go gloriasconnecting.com/special, because that's the page for the listeners. So it's my website, gloriasconnecting.com/special. And on that page, I'm giving a special for the listeners of this radio show. And it is in August the 8th, 9th, and 10th. And I would love to have any of you join me. Thank you, Lisa, for giving me the opportunity to talk a little about that.
Absolutely. And everyone, if you want to read more about what exactly Gloria is offering at this virtual retreat, which I love the idea of, because wouldn't it be great if all the retreats we got advertisements for through email and, you know, things like that, we could just fly to California. Gloria's in Hawaii, by the way, which I'm incredibly jealous about, but we'll talk about that later. But it's so, if you're in California, flying to Hawaii probably isn't as big of a deal as when you're in Pennsylvania like I am. But when, you know, in all the things that I get, I mean, Arizona, Sedona, all the time, somebody's got some retreat going on. And I'm like, wow. And I actually can get there easier than most because I fly for free because my husband's an airline pilot. And I still can never get to any of these retreats. So imagine being able to not have to worry about, oh, my gosh, the airfare, how much is that going to cost, and the hotel expense, and the room, the food, and, the you know, all the different things. This is that same – you're going to have the same learning context, the same gifts given to you during the session that you would have if you were actually flying somewhere and spending thousands of dollars on an actual retreat. So the concept is amazing, Gloria. I love it. And I think you know, everyone, please visit the her website, GloriasConnecting.com/special, and you'll be able to get a discount on the price of the class. So we're going to move on, Gloria, if you're ready, to Tasha in California. Great. Tasha, are you there?
Yes. Hi. How are you?
Thank you for holding for so long. I know everybody's holding so long tonight, and I really appreciate it. We'll get to as many of you as we can. Tasha, you are the lucky winner of a free reading with Gloria.
Oh, right on. Cool.
Did you have a question for Gloria tonight, Tasha?
Yes. What does my higher self needs me to know, basically?
Okay, Tasha, well, I would like, if you would please, dear, to be a little more specific. That's the kind of thing I do bigger readings. But on the phone here, I just do, let's answer a question, real specific question.
My question is, what does my higher self want me to know in regards to Andre?
In regards to who?
Andre.
Could you spell the name, please?
A-N-D-R-E.
Andre?
Yes.
Okay, so so you're asking a question between you and Andre?
Yes.
Okay. And so are you asking if you should have a romantic relationship with Andre?
We had that, but I want to know, will we be able to reconnect and bond with each other again?
Okay, that's the question. I knew there was a question below the question.
Yeah.
And I'm just trying to get to your real question.
Okay.
Okay, so will you be able to reconnect and bond again? Okay, let's take in a nice deep breath together now, Tasha, breathing in deeply.
And also, can you ask, will this be long-term? Okay, I better breathe now.
Okay, breathing in deeply. Slowly exhaling. Give me a moment as I listen deeply. Well, the first thing I'm getting, Tasha, is that there's a major miscommunication between the two of you, and that you've actually had this problem throughout your relationship before, and that this miscommunication, your perception is very different than Audrey's perception, so the two of you clash with belief systems. And unless you learn how to communicate in a way that you can hear each other, then you will continue to have problems. So the only way for you to reconnect and bond again is to communicate in a different way. So I'm going to ask very specifically how for you to do that, okay? Just a moment.
Okay.
Excuse me. Okay. Either you or Audrey, one of you will have to let go of the need to be right and focus more on love. So what you want to do is, if you want to reconnect again, you want to come from the place of... This question will help you, Tasha. Here's a question. The other listeners, this is a question that's beautiful that we can all use in our relationships. And the question is, what would love do? Or how would love respond to this? Or how would love handle this? And I'm seeing for you, Tasha, take in some deep breaths. Ask yourself this question, what would love do? And from that place of asking, what would love do, that you will... It will assist you in changing your perception of how to communicate, you see. And you will begin communicating from a more compassionate, more, empathic kind of way. And it will help you to go to the love as opposed to who's right or who's wrong. But it really is about communication. That's the problem between the two of you, you see.
Okay.
So I would suggest that you start with breathing deeply and ask, what would love do? Even in terms of reconnecting again, how would love reconnect? What would love want to say to reconnect? How would love handle this issue? It really is about that for the two of you. It's just a matter of not, I would say, communication that's not effective for the two of you. And you can create it to be more effective by asking, how would love handle it, or what would love do? Are you clear about that?
Yes.
Okay, dear. Thank you for calling.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Tasha. Great hearing from you.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Oh, how about the reading, the free reading?
Okay. I'm not sure what she just said. What did she just say?
Something about a free reading.
Yeah, I think, okay. I put her on hold. I think she misunderstood. That was the reading. When you call in on the air, that's the free reading. If you're looking for the discount program that Gloria's offering, you want to go to gloriasconnecting.com/special. So yeah, I think that might have been the confusion, and I put her on hold too fast to answer the question or find out if that was for sure what she wanted to know. But
what I'm feeling, Lisa, is she thought I would give her an additional free reading or something.
Oh, okay. Yeah, this is the reading that you're getting for free. If you want to participate in Gloria's really cool virtual retreat, you can do that by visiting the website address that I just gave out, gloriasconnecting.com/special. So let's move on to Pam in Florida. Pam, I believe I've heard from you before. How are you?
I don't recall speaking with you, but
your name sounds familiar, and the state, but we probably have had more than one Pam from Florida call in before.
Sure.
So welcome to
Okay. I recently relocated out of my home into another apartment and a complex where I used to live. However, there are some additional problems with this place. They are working on them, but I'm wondering if you see this as where I'm going to be staying, or if I'll be making a change, or how you feel about that.
Okay, it's not a matter of how I feel about it, dear. It's a matter of what your soul and all that is wants to tell you about it. So, Pam, we're going to find out, all right? So let's breathe in deeply together now, breathing in. And slowly exhaling, moving into our heart. Give me a moment as I listen deeply. So are you staying or making a change? Okay, about your relocation, just a moment. Well, Pam, what I'm getting is that you need to get very, very clear about specifically what you want, and that you need to state what you want. And it feels like you've given up on your wants a lot of times throughout your life, and that this is just a reflection of you not believing you can have everything you want. And it really does stem from that core belief that I can't have everything I want. And so it's being reflected in the apartment that you now have. And what your soul is wanting on a deep, soulful level is for you to experience or have a knowing that you can have everything you want, that even in an apartment, it can be exactly what you want it to be, that you don't have to give up one or another thing. You can have everything. So that's what is going on within you that's keeping you in this place of not having it exactly the way you want it. And I'd like to listen for just a moment, Pam, and see what you can do to begin accepting this truth for you that you can have everything you want. Just a moment, please. Well, Pam, as I say this to you, I'm actually seeing it started when you were a little girl. So if I were you, I would relax deeply, however you need to relax deeply. You can use the methods that I taught to Bryn early on in the call to help you relax deeply if you like. And after relaxing deeply, I see a picture of you as a little girl, so you want to just visualize yourself as a little girl. Whatever age wants to come up, allow that age to come forth and see her, experience her. See yourself there as an adult and her as a little girl. Say hello, make a connection, maybe a hug. And then what you want to do is just have a conversation with her about having everything she wants that she was taught or she learned. Somehow she came to the conclusion that she couldn't have everything she wanted. And tell her that's not the truth, that she's meant to have everything she wants. And begin just talking with her about having everything that she wants and letting her know it's allowed, it's okay, that she deserves it. And I would suggest that you have this conversation with that little girl and adult self 2 or 3 times a week for a few weeks so it can begin going deep into your subconscious and a new belief can take hold. You have any questions about that?
No, not at all. I just wanted to say that I actually thought that I was going to be getting everything I wanted right up to the last minute, really, and held off taking this place I'm in now because everything wasn't exactly what I wanted, and I needed to bring my pets as well. And every time that I said, well, I can have a much better place, and I will get everything I want, but it was actually down to the day of closing, practically, that I had to finally more or less settle for less than I felt I deserved. So I don't know why, but my intentions were there and very strong intentions.
Yes, dear, I understand that. See, what's happening is your intentions were there, but there's a belief deep inside of you that's opposing it, if you will. So when you go to the core of that belief, the little child, when it started, you'll find that much healing takes place from that. Because, see, you thought you were going to get everything, but then at the last minute you didn't. And it will keep reflecting in your life that way. So if I were you, I'd go to the core, the little girl, so that you can have the strong intentions and then the belief inside of you can match your intentions and then you can have everything you want.
Right, and this little girl is going to continue stomping her feet because she wants what she wants.
Well, tell her, let's stomp our feet together when you do the visualization. Let's just stomp our feet together that we believe this silly untruth.
Yeah.
You can make the visualization any way, Pam, that you want to make it. You can do it as often or as much as you need or want to do it. Allow yourself the luxury of being with the little girl inside of you and sharing truth with her, however you want that to look.
Okay.
All right, dear. Thank you
very much for your insight. Have a good evening.
Oh, you too. Blessings to you.
Thank you too. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, everybody. I'm back. I just accidentally almost disconnected myself, but I did hear the end of Pam's reading. This is unfortunately not unusual for me, Gloria. It happens a lot. My fingers are a little faster than my brain, I think. Struggling just a bit to keep everything going here with all the button pushing and typing. All right.
Yes.
You know how it goes. So we're going to go to the next caller, who is Wendy from Toronto. Wendy, did you have a question for Gloria tonight?
I do, and thank you for taking my call. Glad you didn't get disconnected. You're here.
Yeah.
Gloria.
After holding for an hour.
Gloria, oh, my gosh, I'm hoping you can help me. So there's a guy who's kind of sort of in my life. His name is Will. And there's a part of me that wants to ask you what you think will, you know, transpire between him and I. But the bigger part of me is like really tied up in knots over the situation, feeling a lot of anxiety, and I just want some peace of mind. And I'm wondering if you can give me any insight into this so that I can just feel better.
So what would your question be, Wendy?
Oh my gosh. I guess we go back to the original one about what do you think will transpire between him and I over the upcoming months?
And you're not in relationship with him right now?
No, it's just a phone relationship.
Mm-hmm. Because it feels far away. Okay.
Yeah,
so let's take in a nice deep breath together now, Wendy, getting very grounded in our heart, breathing in deeply. Slow exhalation. Boy, Wendy, I immediately hear your soul so much wants you to calm down. I mean, it's just like a warm blanket over you for comfort. What I'm hearing is that what's actually going on is going back to a belief you have that somehow things aren't going to work out the way that you hope they will.
Yep. Yeah.
And that you get nervous when you think it can be a relationship or an opportunity. It could be finding a location to live, but you go into this state of you're afraid that things won't work out the way you hope they will. And whenever you get into that place that things may not work out the way you hope they will, you have a lot of anxiety that goes through you, dear. And that's what's going on with you right now. So it's actually a pattern that you're accustomed to getting into, you see?
Yep.
And what your soul is wanting for you even more than the question you ask, because the question below the question is, how can you break this pattern?
Yes. Exactly.
So give me a moment as I listen for that, all right? Well, what I go to is it's a sense of building on trust within you that needs to transpire in order for you not to get into this pattern. So are you connected with the divine, a creator? Do you have a connection there?
Yes and no.
Okay. Okay. What do you believe in? Do you believe in nature? You need something that can be like an anchor for you.
Yeah, I believe in the universe.
Okay. So you trust the universe?
Sometimes.
Yeah. See, it actually goes back to not trusting. So that's why you go into things, you hope things work out, but they may not, and then you have this anxious spiral that happens.
Yep.
So what we need to do is find a way for you to anchor trust within you.
Okay.
What I'm getting is that, can you tell me one thing you trust?
Oh, my gosh. One thing I trust, my breath.
Okay. That's what you go to then. So what you want to do is that you want to breathe in, and I would suggest that you breathe through, start with this relationship between you and Will. Okay? You want to have that feeling there. And what you want to do is use your breath and envision that you're breathing deeply. Notice where that anxiousness is inside your body. And then you want to breathe deeply and breathe into that anxiousness and keep going deeper and deeper and deeper with the depth of your breath into that anxiousness. And think of that anxiousness as if you're breathing through it. And as you're breathing deeply, you're saying, I trust my breath. I can always trust my breath. I can rely on my breath. My breath and I are one. Whatever words, affirmative statements, resonate with you, you want to bring those statements affirmatively into you as you're breathing through that anxiousness. Now, what you want to do is you want to practice this trust breath, call it, every time you get anxious about anything. You want to just say, oh, there I am, first step to change is always awareness, dear. So you can say, oh, I'm in that state again, that old pattern of believing that things may not work out the way I hope they will. Okay, so I'm going to breathe through that right now. I'm going to I trust my breath, and my breath will get me through it. And I'm going to breathe through it right now. And I'm going to keep on until that feeling moves through me like water.
Okay.
It's an emotion. Okay. You don't want to create dams within your body, so you move that emotion like water through your body. That's the first step for you to start building on your trust.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so, so much for that. Blessings to you, Gloria. I really, really appreciate it.
You are so
welcome.
That's
exactly what I needed to hear. Perfect.
Blessings
thank
you
to you,
so much. Too, dear. Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling in, Wendy. Bye-bye. You have so many great tips for so many people, and each one is very individualized, Gloria, but also making certain adjustments, very, very, the possibilities of using the same sort of technique, I guess I want to say, for so many different situations is similar. And I'm curious, is there a way, is there a method that you would tell, no matter what question you may have, because there's no way we can get to everybody, and, you know, that's holding, and everybody that's listening that would love to ask questions. Some people just don't like calling into a live radio show, and I get that.
Yes.
But is there something that you can tell everyone that they can get their answers? Because these answers are coming from their soul, inside
as
them.
As well as it's coming from them as well as the divine. So it's as if...
Which everyone can connect with. Everybody can.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So what I'm wondering, I guess, is there a way you can have everyone, you know what, you can give yourself this same information by following this method. I mean, I want to give everybody, you know, if you do have a way of doing that, Gloria, I want to give everybody a second to get a pen and paper out so they can write it down. Because I think it's important. I do believe it's important, you know, that people know it's inside yourself. It comes from your God. It comes from, and you can, these answers are not hidden from anyone. They're there. It's really easy for you to pay, you know, for someone to pay someone else, you or me or somebody else who does this kind of work. To give them the answers, but really it's there anyway. So if you're someone who can't afford a professional psychic reading from someone, or you're afraid to do it for whatever reason, what would be the method that you tell people to go through to get your soul to respond to your questions?
Well, I think the method that I would use is what I talked with Wendy. It's the power of the breath. But I would take the power of the breath, we all have the breath of life. And the breath of life is divine itself. And we're breathing in that divine who we are. So we're the creation and the creator as we breathe in that breath of life. We can breathe in that breath of life. And we can give that breath any quality. So let's say you're wanting more peace, or you're wanting love, or you're wanting wisdom, or you're wanting comfort, or you're just wanting clarity. You can think of the quality or the attribute or the desire that you have. You can think of it and give that a color. And then you can breathe that color deep into your body the way I talked with Bren about earlier. Breathe it in, see it coming from the divine of all that is, coming directly into your heart. Pause as you allow it to expand within your heart region, and you do that with your intention, and then allow that color to fill up your body as you exhale. So it's breathing in the color into your heart, allowing it to expand, and breathing it through your body. So you can choose any quality. Here's something that I teach and that I use in my ebooks that I'm now creating, and it's I come from, I am made of, I am. So let's say you like love. You would breathe in with a color, I would give the love the color pink. I would breathe in the color pink into my heart, and as I breathe in the color pink into my heart, I would quietly say to myself, I come from love. As I pause and envision that color pink expanding within my heart region, I would say, I am made of love. And then as I exhale and envision that pink of love flowing throughout my body, I would say, I am love. And then I would ask.
I want you to keep going, but that is beautiful. I mean, that is really incredible. And it's another simple way to approach in a different way the law of attraction. The law of attraction has, and it's not about you're not going to say I come from a Mercedes, you know. I mean, these are
it's
emotions. This is emotions. These aren't things. These aren't tangible objects that you want to attain. These aren't physical things. This is the quality inside yourself that will get you everything else you want. So
exactly.
You would say, I come from success. I come from creativity, something like that. And that could be your trigger to get you all those other things that you want that are maybe physical, material things.
And Lisa, if they have a question, the time to ask their question is after they've done that breath technique.
Okay, so if there's a specific question, they should ask it after they've done. So basically what you're doing is you're thinking about what your desire is, what it is that you want, and you're assigning a color to it, and a color that makes sense. For, you know, because I have the same thing. If I were saying love, I would say pink as well, like you said. So you're assigning a color to it. Then you're breathing in the color until it's to the point where it's filling your entire body. That color is completely enveloped inside your body. And then
then what you can do is you can ask a question, but you want to ask a question that doesn't receive, it's an open-ended question. A question that makes you feel good when you receive the answer. So you want to ask a right question. You're not going to say, how do I stop doing this? You can say, how do I align my energies to receive this?
Right. 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 I mean, it's more about, I guess what you're saying is it's more about receiving and being open to receiving.
Yes.
Than it is. My thing with the law of attraction is that people get very, and I don't even like using that same connection by saying the law of attraction because it's so deeper in a way than the law of attraction. I think most people use the law of attraction to attract things and not necessarily the things that will build them as souls or as individuals or as humans that can help others and not only themselves, but help others and create a better world. A lot of times it's just about something that they want. Not that there's anything wrong with wanting things. I mean, I think, we all want things, but this is a little bit more, I think, bigger picture. Would you agree?
Yes, I would. And, we're always attracting anyway. The law of attraction is going to work if we're aware of it or not. So
absolutely.
We're always attracting the idea, and we're always creating. It's just that, are we creating by default? Are we attracting what we want? So it's aligning our energies, our thoughts, our feelings, our emotions with that which we want and not what we don't want.
And that's the entire thing. It's the entire point of holistic medicine in a way too. Is you're taking the negative thoughts away. You're getting rid of the negative, and you're only thinking positive. If you're only seeing things from a positive way, then you're basically sending off that sort of vibe to the universe, and the universe then in turn gives you only positive back. And, that doesn't mean that nothing bad is ever going to happen to you either. I mean, we all have sad things that happen to us and things that we're not, we don't certainly enjoy. But the bottom line is so much of our lives, so much of our suffering is completely under our control if we just recognize it and embrace it.
Mm-hmm.
Learn how to work with it.
Yes.
And I think this technique that you've just given everyone with the power of breath, the breath of life, like you were saying, to think about what you want, to assign it a color, to breathe in that color, and to say, I come from whatever it is you want. I am made of whatever it is you want, and then I am whatever it is. That is a beautiful way to handle it. And I would imagine that you're going to be teaching a lot more of that, as well as a million other things in your upcoming course that you're going to be offering, and on your website, gloriasconnecting.com, because of her being, you're listening to the show tonight, this is to all of our listeners, Gloria is offering a discount for you by going to her website, gloriasconnecting.com, and then typing in /special. And if you do that, you will get a discount on the program she is offering, which is basically a virtual retreat. And like I said earlier, I love the idea of a virtual retreat. I think that is just, talk about saving a lot of money and still getting all the stuff that you want out of a retreat, out of a spiritual type retreat. This is the perfect way to do it. Gloria, is there anything else you wanted to talk about or anything else you wanted to say before we wrap things up tonight?
Well, I'm just so appreciative to be here, and I've enjoyed immensely helping each person. And I believe we all have all the answers within us. It's a matter of calming down, going to a place of a state of peace or love or comfort or whatever it is you're needing, and then moving forward from that place. And one other thing, Lisa, I'd like to just let folks know that if they'd like to receive my weekly blog, they'll be getting Soulful Insights for free on a weekly basis. And you can do that by going to my website there on my homepage, and you'll find a sign-up sheet. And when you sign up, you also get Asking the Right Question Guide. So you'll get something for free then, and then you'll get my weekly post.
I hope, Gloria, that you will come back on our show and another Sunday night of Just Believe, because it's been really a great, it's really fantastic to find someone who does what you do and does it the way you do it, and the way of really personalizing it. It's not yes and no answers. It's a very personalized way of giving someone, of helping someone find their truth, finding their truth within them, without it being hooky or, you know what I mean, like all the crazy stuff that, well, I think about that all the time, because you get people, you know, the word, again, using the word psychic, I mean, you just get, if you're not somebody who understands that concept, because that word has been so misunderstood and probably abused too over a long period of time, but if you're someone who understands that everything is energy and everyone has these same gifts inside them, and it's so much about your approach. And Gloria, your approach is amazing. It's a beautiful way of approaching your gift. And I truly respect that, and hope, really do, I hope that you'll take some time to be back on our show. And I thank I thank you so much for being on tonight. And I really want everyone to visit your website and definitely sign up for that virtual thing. I'm definitely going to do it. I think that it sounds like the perfect. To me, I'm always looking online for a retreat. I'm always going, I'm like, okay, where are there spiritual retreats? And I'm looking, I'm like, oh, God, how am I going to go out there? And how am I going to get that much time? And, you know, and you sit there and you talk yourself out of it. Everyone, this is over the phone. We can all do it. You know what I mean? Everyone can take the time to do it. And it's even affordable. So everyone, please visit gloriasconnecting.com/special, and you will get a discount because of listening to tonight's show. Again, Gloria, thank you so much. And anyone who wants to get more information about Gloria in general can visit gloriasconnecting.com and book a one-on-one with her or learn more about what she does. And definitely sign up for her email news. Is it a newsletter? Is that what it is?
It's a post, dear. I blog.
Okay. All right. Sign up for that so you can get the information on there. I mean, obviously, Gloria has a lot of fantastic information and information that she relays in a really, I think deep and understanding way. And I really encourage everyone to check that out. So thank you again, Gloria, for being on the show. And I really do want to have you back on, so I'll be in touch soon.
Oh, I look forward to it, Lisa. Thank you so much, and thank you for all the listeners. It's been such a delight.
Aw, thank you. I appreciate it, and I'm sure they all appreciate it, too. Thanks, Gloria.
Well, thank you. Blessings to everyone.
Blessings to you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, everyone, that was Gloria Boisel. Again, a beautiful, beautiful person and a beautiful show. She is available at gloriasconnecting.com. Again, everyone, please take some time to give her look her up and give look over the virtual retreat. I think that's going to be a really exciting experience for anyone who takes part in it. And next week, by the way, don't hang up yet. If you're listening, don't disconnect yet, because next week we're doing something crazy different. You guys are going to love this. It's readings, but they're going to be past life readings. So we're going to have on a psychic that does past life readings, meaning she's going to be able to look into and tell you about your past lives. So anything that you, any lifetime, and I don't know how it works yet, we'll find out next week, but she's going to be able to look into any sort of past life you have had and tell you what you were, what happened to you during that lifetime. And maybe it will even open some doors to understanding some of the things that you've got going on in this life, which is helpful. Trust me, I've had many past life regressions, many past life readings. It's really helpful to, it explains a lot of your phobias, a lot of the things you worry about. It explains a lot of different things when all of a sudden you figure out what was going on in a past life. It's a really interesting thing to go to experience. So everyone, please tune in next week for Just Believe at 7 o'clock on Sunday night. And please visit my website, lisatarves.com, LISATARVES.com. If you haven't purchased my book yet, please do so, because, you know, it just would be nice of you. And you can do that on my website or going to Amazon at Amazon.com and typing in Just Believe by Lisa Tarves. And you can also go to rightstreamradio.com and learn about all of our great shows. We have fantastic shows on every week, and we are on really all but 2 days a week. We have a show at least on the air, and we would love to have you visit that website and learn about each of those shows and each of our hosts, because we've got a really talented group of hosts as well. So everyone, thank you very much for listening, for taking the time to listen to Just Believe, either live tonight or in the archives. And look forward to next week. Don't forget to call in 347-945-7246. We start taking callers at about 6:45, so about 15 minutes before the show goes live. We start seeing you in the queue, and we will start screening calls, and the earlier you call, the better chance you have of getting on. So remember that for anyone who didn't get on tonight or that couldn't call in. We will, if you call in just a few minutes before the show starts, you have a real good chance of getting on live. So thank you, everyone, again, for listening, and I will talk to you all next week. Bye, everyone.